ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ 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 ತ್ವಮೇವ ಮಾತಾ ಚ ಪಿತಾ ತ್ವಮೇವ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಬಂಧುಶ್ಚ ಸಖಾ ತ್ವಮೇವ ತ್ವಮೇವ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ದ್ರವಿಣಂ ತ್ವಮೇವ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಸರ್ವಂ ಮಮ ದೇವ ದೇವ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಸರ್ವಂ ಮಮ ದೇವ ದೇವ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವೇತ್ವರಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರಣತಃ ಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ
ಸೊ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ಎ ಲೀಡರ್ doesn't worry for whatever has happened in the past because it is dead and gone, then nothing to worry, and also is not anxious regarding what has not happened, and what doesn't happen means for the future, and he always keeps the mind in the present. What I will do now, he doesn't bring the past like that dead carcass or that unborn child. He doesn't worry regarding those things. Gatasuna agatasumsa nanu sochanti panditaha. Gatasu means, asu means life. From whom life is gone. That means who has already died. Agatasun, who is yet to die. Only these two categories of people are there. Like we may celebrate, like birthdays we celebrate. Isn't it? Every year we celebrate birthday. But we try to keep that in little away, that actually every day we are going to closer and closer to death, but we don't want to put that in our mind, because we think that death is something inauspicious, is something bad. That's why we want to keep it away. It is scary, and also we give a very scary picture to death, to a skull and to the bones will be there. That is the death. Everybody is scared of death. I don't know what happens, but as per scripture, birth and death, they have got the same degree of reality. When the body is born, the day it is conceived, from that day onwards, death is also born with the birth. They always go together. Even in the Yoga Shastra, they will tell, when we breathe in, it is life. When we breathe out, it is death. And they go together. Suppose you will tell that, you know, I will breathe in, but I will not breathe out. Then what will happen? One can't survive. So it is not that one is better and one is inferior, one is superior. No, they are the same thing. They are just like the two sides of the same coin. Like if we take life as a stick, then birth and death are the two sides of the stick. And when we are born, death is also born along with the birth of the body. The return ticket is already given. We cannot change the date at all. So a person who is scared of death can never become a leader. Like how we have seen any leader like Mahatma Gandhi, the Britishers would have killed him in no time. What were they killed so many people? Why they couldn't kill him? What were they? He had no gun or anything. But he was not afraid of death at all. That's why he could bring so much changes. Swami Vivekananda has told, if one is ready to face death, one can do anything. But whenever we are scared of death, we cannot do any good work. It is not possible. any good work. So that is the hallmark of a leader. One will not be afraid. Unnecessary, one will not worry. And what is worry? Worry is thinking regarding something which you are not translating into action. Suppose you are thinking regarding something, but we are not converting that thinking into action, then that thinking is called worries. Suppose I think I should do exercise, but I am not doing exercise, then that thinking will, after some time, it will be worries. Because I am not doing anything, I am just thinking, but not converting into action. But the leader will not do that. Accepting whatever has happened and not ruminating over whatever has not happened is called wisdom. So a leader always lives by that wisdom. Were you there in the morning class? No. I said somebody was sitting like you, so that's right. Okay. The next sloka. Devan bhavayata nena. Te deva bhavayantu vaha. Parasparam bhavayantaha. Shreya paramavapsyatha. This is very much applicable to all of us. Like whenever we work, always we achieve more by working alone. Like when, suppose I'm doing business, suppose I'm working in a company, I'll not be that productive. But if I'm doing my own business, surely I can do more, because now there is nobody to interfere, nobody to tell me a decision I will take in one day. Otherwise, like I'm the government. If one road has to be made, like in India, I don't know what is here, and the wall is coming now, that I don't know where it will be. Maybe 4 years will be over by the time it is decided, 4 years is over. So everybody gives their input. Okay? It will never done. If it's done, it is delayed so much because everybody has to give their input. Democracy it is. But China, if it decided today, tomorrow onwards, work will start. Okay. But the problem is that when we work together, though action-wise, it is delayed. We are not that productive. We are not able to accomplish that much. But growth surely happens. Surely growth happens. Because in the work where everybody participate in any work, that is a mutual endeavor and mutual cooperation and mutual sharing, if that is there, that kind of work, it may be result-wise may not be that much, but surely everybody will their more acceptance will increase, more forgiveness will increase. So in the mentally, they'll be more matured. Mental maturity comes when you work together. That's why in a home, I've seen one of my, in Odia we call it Mausa. Mausa means sisters, mother's sister's husband. What you call? Masa, same thing. They have got 9 daughters, okay, 2 sons. So each daughter to give marriage is not that easy, isn't it? So one has to give so much of money one must spend, but they have spent. Just by giving the daughters in marriage, he has become like such a great saint. Nothing bothers. It is not that he is not involved in life and all this. No, he's not escaping anything. He gets involved in everything. But I say that, how much calm down? Because these things, you know, when the boy, and he's a big lawyer, he has passed from the BHU, Bihar Hindu University at that time. He's a very respected lawyer in that area. But when the boy will come, he has to bow down, isn't it? He has to wash their feet. That is our tradition. See how many boys he has washed their feet. These are useless boys. And again, he cannot, because the girl's husband, the daughter's husband, then he cannot tell anything. By that, automatically it forces us to calm down. Otherwise, you will mess up everything. So this is the, like how, it is a big family. If there is one child there, you will see that they will have a lot of blood pressure, heart attack, one child. And the child doesn't listen to anybody because he did not have to let nobody to compete. So it brings a lot of things. For a larger family, it really teaches us a lot just by staying there. I remember in our home, there one glass of the, how many glasses mother will clean? Okay. We are 9 children, 8 brothers and 1 sister. If she has to clean, she has to sit there or clean the utensils. Breakfast, lunch, I don't know how much we are eating. Here, if we eat, then we think, oh, okay, now just now I have eaten. Even if we feel like we keep away because weight will increase. But there, we are just eating and eating and eating and eating. But somebody has to cook. Like, why is that? And then a servant mother has to do everything. In that, she will clean and then one glass will be there, glass where to drink water like this. We cannot touch that to our mouth, no. Because my second brother, he will be very strict because mother, anybody gives more water to mother, he will not tolerate. So he'll tell, no, everybody has to drink like this on the top. So we learned how to talk, to drink from the top. So it teaches a lot of things. And I remember, I have never purchased any pant or banyan, and whatever brothers they will, I will buy that one. But now I don't think they will do that kind of thing. Now these boys, if you give the old thing, they will not wear. This teaches a lot of things. So anywhere, like in the mission, all of us are working together. Do you know, it teaches there we have to adjust with a lot of things. We have to, even if the other person is telling all nonsense, still we have to listen, we have to respect. Although it won't work, we cannot function. At home, when there are two, when we are alone, we are doing whatever we are, fan we can keep on 5 or 6 or 1 or off, it doesn't matter. But when another person is there, if we want to make the fan on, that other person will know it has to be off. What will do? So one has to stay in the basement, one has to stay in the upstairs. Something one has to adjust. One cannot tell that, no, whatever I am telling, that has to be done. So a lot of adjustment. So in the mentally, if we do that, acceptance comes. So that is being emphasized here, cooperative work. When we are working cooperatively with everybody together, then when the result comes, what the leader will do, leader will distribute, share the result with everybody. Like now in the companies, if the company is going bankrupt, who takes the gets the money? CEOs, they really earn money when company goes bankrupt. Other people who are really work, struggling so hard, they suffer. But the CEO does really good. But now, when the result is coming, the leader will think that it belongs to everybody, not me. It belongs to everybody. And then when it comes to credit, he will not take a single credit at all. All credit is given to the other people. That is the nature of a leader. Like at home, even competition will be between husband and wife. Who is taking the credit? If the child is doing really well in mathematics, he has kept A plus 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 something, who will take the credit? Who will take the credit? Yeah. Dad, my better. And if he fails, your child. This is a thing. That means when garbage, throw at others, and when it's something good, then take it. That is not a leader. There you will see that nobody will listen to that person. Nobody will listen. So whenever, like as parents, it is our prime job to see that whenever all of us will work together, don't tell that, don't come to the kitchen. Why you not come to the kitchen? Allow him. Let him come and do the work. All of us should sit together. Children will say, no, go and sit in your room. No. We should make everybody to work together. That really teaches us a lot of things. See, now, after coming to mission, then we cannot go home. We have to stay in wherever mission center is. Some mission centers, they don't have any facilities, not there. We have to take a bath outside, and there is no restroom or anything. And then we have to cook our own food, and food for that electric heater will be there, we'll do everything, we'll clean everything we have to do, and take bath by the roadside, faucet water comes at 4 o'clock. For 1 hour it will come, after that there is no water. We have to take bath there. And again, people will come, they will put their bucket, their that pitcher in line, it will be there. So before they come, we have to finish everything. Okay. So in this kind of things, if you have not learned the tricks, we'll suffer. We'll suffer. Patience is very much needed. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantuva. This story goes, you know, all of you know this story. The devatas and asuras, they are the children of Mahavishnu. They are children. And devatas always, they think they're smart. And asuras, they think the devatas, they don't know anything. We are the smartest people. So there will be competition. Devatas are not as strong as the asuras. Asuras are strong. And they can do a lot of things. And they are huge. So always, there will be competition between the devatas and asuras. Who is the smartest one? Devatas, they will tell, we are the smartest, and the asuras, we are smartest. Then they will go to Mahavishnu. See, he is very clever. He will not take the side up like how we take the side. If there are two children, one will be dad's child, one is mom's child. And dad, when he comes, he first will give, and he will give a kiss to his child. And mom's child, he has to look like this. Then if mom is there, mom will give importance to her child. In this way, they divide. And not everywhere, but the division is done. But Lord Vishnu, he didn't take the side of devatas or asuras. One day he arranged a big party, and all the menus and everything was written. And in that, one of the main menus were laddus. And if Lord himself is making laddus, he is giving what the size of laddus? Not in the Indian store like this kind of atomic size laddus. Huge laddu, one laddu will be 3 ton, 4 ton laddus, those kind of things. Raisins will be there, then the cashew nuts, and a lot of the different kind of color. Saffron and everything. Now I see that some people have started drooling already. See, devatas and asuras, when they heard that Lord has arranged for a party, they are so happy. Now, they came. Everybody nicely dressed up, they're in line. But Lord told, you know, there is a condition. What is the condition? Everybody's hand will be tied. Here, they cannot bend. It was tied with like a piece of stick or something, this hand. They cannot bend and eat. Every hands will be straight like this. And asuras told that first we'll go. Because they thought that if devatas go, they will finish everything. So there is nothing for them. They wanted to go fast. And Lord told, okay, tathastu, let them go. And they went and on the table, everything is arranged. And they are just, that smell, that aroma. And it is all pure, nothing nakli, nothing bhejal. Everything is pure and homemade laddus. And they are sitting there. See, if suppose something is in front of you, but you cannot take, there is a lot of suffering. If it is not there, it is okay. You cannot touch that at all. Now, they cannot eat. Everything is there in front, but they cannot take. Because their hands are straight. How they will take? They cannot. Then they are very smart people. And they have a lot of strength. What they did, they took the laddus and they threw up. Like one laddu will go like 6 miles, 7 miles in the sky, in the space it will go. And they will try to catch their laddus. Of course, they are big. Their mouth is not like us. But they have not calculated the wind speed and direction and all. So the laddus never fell in their mouth. Either it fell on the head or in the ear or the teeth. Everybody was injured. Everybody is injured. There not a single asura was. Everybody bleeding and their teeth is broken. Somebody's nose is gone. Somebody's ear is gone. Somebody's head is cracked. Like that. And some died there, on the spot they died, spot death. And who have survived but injured, they are all taken to hospital. 911 came and took everybody. So now they are not a single asura there, they couldn't eat a single thing. Everything is there. Now whose turn? And everything came in the newspaper and everything. They saw what has happened to the asuras, the pictures. Somebody has taken the pictures how the Laddu is coming and he is trying to negotiate and it is falling in the mouth. So they told, no, we have to be smart. Then asura devatas, what they did? One devata stood on this side of the table and one devata this side. And this devata will give the Laddu to that devata and that devata will give to this devata. In the way, they finished all the Laddus. This is called cooperative action. They could accomplish, they could finish, they could enjoy. But if you work selfishly, only I will work, I will not allow anybody. And if I am in a good mood, then only I will share. Otherwise, I don't want to share. If that is the tendency, then one will work. But one's ego will be more strengthened. One cannot enjoy. One may achieve a lot, but one cannot enjoy. But when there is, we work together, this idea of togetherness, mind expands. When my mind is broad, then one will enjoy more. Mind will not be polluted. Like, suppose there is a pond and there is ocean. Which water will be polluted easily? Pond. If mind is narrow, that mind will suffer a lot. But if mind is broad, that mind will not suffer at all. People will tell different things, but it will not really affect at all. But if narrow mind, then it will affect. If somebody will tell a small thing, still it will affect the mind. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantuha. That means whenever we work together, by that, the devatas will be happy. That's why always in the mission, we should work together. All the differences and everything, we should keep it aside. That way, by just chanting slokas, we will not get God's blessing. But if we work together, that means our likes or dislikes, we are keeping it away. So automatically blessing will come. Lord is there inside each one of us. So we will experience that blessing all the time. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantuha. That means it is telling if we serve the Lord working together, then automatically the blessings of the Lord will be seen in our life. Parasparam bhavayanta, appreciating or respecting each other, shreyah param avapshyata. That means the work which is called a srama. When we do the work, it is called srama. That means labor. But that labor, that srama becomes seva when it is done with the idea of cooperative attitude. If we are doing it cooperatively, then that karma becomes seva. That srama becomes seva. That means it is divinized, that action is divinized. Sriya paramavapsyatha. By doing action in this manner, surely one will reach the highest. So the leader's job is not just to give, like how companies are there. They just give some salary, okay, you take something, mine is 70%, yours is 5%, 2% or something you get. That means you want to just give something. But really, a leader's job is not to give something, but how all of us will grow. And particularly in our mission, we are all working. If you don't keep that in mind, let all of us will grow together. All of us will really have, how I was yesterday, today I'll be a little better. How I was 1 year before, I'm a little better. If that way we are experiencing, know that mission work is really going well. If you feel that, okay, how I was now, lot of work and homework has to be done, then this work has to be done, that work has to be done, again in the mission work has to be done, it is too much. If one feels that way, that means we are not really in the right path. We are not in the right path. Parasparam bhavayanta shreya param avapsyata. So a leader will see that in a family, everybody is growing. Not physically, everybody is growing mentally, spiritually. Everybody is becoming more and more compassionate. Everybody is more accepting to other one. Then know that house is running under somebody. Otherwise, it is chaos.
Yadacharati shreshtaha. Tatta deve taro janaha. Sayat pramanam kurute. Lokastadanubartate.
Together.
Yad yadacharati shreshtaha. Tatta deve taro janaha. Sayat pramanam kurute. lokastadanuvartate.
Leadership is about showing the path. Showing the path. But how to show the path? Not that you go that way. You know, in the military, the whoever is the commander will go in the front. Like how we want to tell, do, there is a place called Swallow Cliff. Have you heard of Swallow Cliff? No, it is there on the south side in Palos Hills. There are steps are there. One side there are 125 steps, the other side is 153 steps. It is like a hill kind of thing. Then the county has made steps. So people come, military people or who are doing the mountaineering or so many different clubs, they come and just climb, go up and down. It is not that easy, but it is, people go, a lot of people are coming. And since it is close to mission, so we, some people and we go there. Then one day I saw one Indian couple, for the first time I saw Indian couple came. Okay. And they have a son, and the son's head and neck, everything you cannot differentiate at all. It is everything like a rounded personality, completely. And of course, Bengali family. Bengali family means lot of rasgulas. And rasgulas, if you take too much, then what will happen? Automatically, yes. He has become like a rasgula. Nice boy, but then, and mom and dad, they are not also different. They are the same. Okay, so everybody has come to climb the stairs. For the first time they are coming. And they are standing, I saw that 15 minutes they are standing there below. And mom is pushing the child, go, go, go. And dad is pulling. 15 minutes they are just, and child doesn't want to go at all. And all of them, they are standing in the same place. By that time, three times already you have gone up and down, but they stand in the same place. Neither dad is going, you go, leave the child and go. Mom also, if they go, automatically the child will go. But they don't want to go, but they are looking at the steps, when it looks so high, how can I go? They just give up. They didn't go at all. They came back from that same place. So somebody has to be, when you are doing role model, like how wife will tell husband, first she will feed. Okay, all the Golgoppa and Rasam and Sambar and all the way, and he becomes like this. Then he will do some exercise. But she will not do exercise. She will only tell him to do exercise. Okay, this is the way. All of us, we want others to do good things. Like in the mission also. People come and drop their children. Or if they are bringing, they will sit in the basement. I don't know whether they are doing it now or not. And they will do the computer work, all office work. Why office work? Office is not sufficient. You have to come to the mission to do the office work. And how the children will learn? And sometimes people are sitting and they are gossiping, all the gossips, what, I don't know what type of gossip they are doing. But when you are coming to mission, listen something good. Same useless things our friend will tell and will listen with rapt attention. No. First, we should be the example. Telling, really, that is not productive at all. If you are always telling to somebody, if somebody always tells us, do this, we will not like. In our office, somebody tells, we will not like. Our parents will tell, do this, we will not like that at all. But we are exactly doing the same thing to our children. That's why children revolt. The main reason why children don't want to listen, because we bother them too much. We don't do. Like suppose one brother and sister, and they do little jhagda. By doing jhagda, they make their bone little strong because there is no other thing. And then you tell, no, your brother sister should love each other. But as mom and dad will do 1 hour of jhagda every day, that is the ritual. And then you'll tell children you should maintain peace, you should harmony. How to work? How to work? It doesn't work. It is just deceiving ourselves. What we want to do, whatever change we want to see, first we should participate in that change. Actually, now it is not late. If we are doing that, we are telling somebody what we want to see in our children, just do the same thing. Automatically, we'll see the change. There's one lady, she wanted her husband to do prayer every day, because she does prayer. But after she will go to the puja room, after coming from the puja room, she will give breakfast to her husband, and her husband knows that she is just sitting there in the puja room for nothing. Okay, she is doing nothing. She is just sitting there just for the free time that is for her. She is sitting. So when she comes and gives the breakfast, husband will tell, oh, there is no salt today. Oh, this is not there. The sugar is less. Something he will complain. And then at that time, she really gets so irritated. She flares off. She gets so angry and she will tell 100 things. Then husband goes to work. Then now he saw the drama because he wants some entertainment. And when she sees that wife is jumping, then he has got his free entertainment. Then he goes to work. This is the every day it will happen. That every day it will happen. Then now, whatever she is planning, she is chanting Hanuman Chalisa, then Bhakratunda Mahakaya, all those, everything, whatever chanting Ganeshji, Hanumanji in her pocket. She knows all the stotras in Ganeshji, but nothing is working now. So one day, she doesn't know now, she is completely helpless. She was going and she heard somebody is giving lecture, some sadhu. So she sat there and the sadhu was telling that if you want to see some change in somebody, do your things and never tell the other person to change. And that really she has tried for so many days, it has not worked. So she took it seriously. So she will go to puja room. And when puja room next day, when breakfast, a husband will tell something, what she will do? She will just smile and tell, honey, I love you. But now the husband wants to see some drama, and now no drama. Everything is dried up completely. It is not no entertainment at all. The second also same thing, third day. But since she is not unnecessarily wasting her energy, she looks more happier. She looks more bright. So her husband noticed that now there is some change in her. Something she is doing in that puja room. Something is happening to her. Then, but now he is worried. He is not happy. So he wants to be happy like his wife, okay? That's why if you want husband to be happy, you be happy. Or the other way, whatever. Then next day, after 4 or 5 days, husband got up early in the morning and he went to the puja room. And before his wife came, he's already done the puja. He had some agarbatti and some chanting, something he has done. Anyhow, he has gone to the puja room. But when wife came, she noticed that there is smell of agarbatti. That means somebody must have gone to that room. But she cannot believe that her husband has gone. She cannot believe. And of course she has not seen. Then the next day, the same thing. Now she doubted something is happening here. And if the only two are there, her husband and she, nobody else, nobody will come from China to go to the puja room. That means he must be going. So next day what she did, she got up little early and didn't go to the puja room. She was watching and everything. And he goes slowly, he entered room. He sat there, chanted, Buddha Garvati, Bhakratunda Mahakaya. Then he came back with a big smile. Then now she knew that her husband is going to the puja room. She was trying for years and years, nothing was working because she was forcing him to go to the puja room. But now she's not forcing him. On his own he's going. Next day, when he went to the puja room, she also didn't utter a single word. She also went and sat in both of them. They're sitting. Nobody's telling, nobody looking to each other. They're chanting Hanuman Chalisa. This is the benefit. If you want to change somebody, nobody will change. But if we change, automatically others will change. Don't impose. That is the thing it is written. Yadiyadha charati srashtha tatta deva itaro jana. There are a lot of people, they just follow. They just follow. Few people are there to lead. Only followers are many. So if we want somebody to follow the good values, then we should be. That's why the mission is, first let 10, 1500, 200 people who are coming here, all of us who should be better than what we were yesterday. If we are progressing from bad to worse, then it is no good at all. If you are getting angry 100 times before, if now if it is reduced to 99 to after 1 month, know that you have achieved something. Then after some day, it will be 90. After some day, it will become happy. It will not get angry at all. But if I am getting angry previously 100 times, now it has increased to 200. After Kindle Life, Tattvabodha, Atmabodha, and Vivek Chudamani, everything, then what is the point? We should be better. We should be more smiling, more accommodating. If somebody's spouse is getting angry, so let us say wife got angry. So let her get angry, she's doing everything. And say, let her, if she gets angry, our head is not falling off, let her get angry. But we have to tolerate a little. We're not going to lose anything. Don't blast immediately, bounce upon her. Little accommodation. Yadiyada charati shrestha, whoever wants to see the change, that person has to change. That person is a shrestha purusha. Yadiyada charati shrestha tatta deva itaro janaha. Itaro janaha means the other followers, they just imitate the leader. Sayat pramanam kurute, whatever he keeps as a standard, all others just anuvartate, they just follow that thing. That means if one has to see the excellence, excellence begets excellence. Negligence begets negligence. So we have to be very, very careful. As a leader has to be the first person to practice.
Name parthasti kartavyam.
Trishu lokesu kinchana.
Nana vaptama vaptavyam.
Bartha
eva chakarmani.
Together.
Name parthasti kartavyam. Trishu lokesu kinchana. Nana vaptama vaptavyam. Bartha eva chakarmani.
See, Bhagavan is in the role of a leader. Okay? Bhagavan is telling, name parthaste kartavyam. Kartavyam means duty. We do work being compelled by our responsibility. We think that I am responsible, that's why we are doing the work. But we don't think that it is my duty. What is duty? Duty is that in which there is no responsibility. Actually, we have got only duty, we don't have responsibility. We are not responsible for what will the future of our children, what will the future of our country, what will the future of this and that person. That responsibility is not on us. That responsibility is who has created, that is responsibility. But our responsibility is to do our own duty, that's all. What I am supposed to do, if I am doing that means I am doing my duty, also I am carrying out my responsibility. My responsibility is not for others, my responsibility is for me to see that every time to say, am I doing my job? Am I doing my job? If always we are concentrating here, we'll surely do our duty properly. But if always think that what the other person will do, then we cannot do our duty. And what is duty? Duty is that in which there is no right. In which there is no right. What is father's duty? That is that is the children's right. What is the children's duty? That is the father's right. But a person cannot tell regarding his or her rights. I cannot tell this is my right. I cannot tell. Suppose you are citizens of this country. You cannot tell this is our right, so government has to fulfill. That is the wrong thing. That way it doesn't work. Always you should think, what is my duty? Who told that?
John Kennedy.
Always you should think what I am doing for my country, not what a country will do for me. If this is the thing that somebody else will do for me, then we will not do our thing, because always we will want somebody else to do for me. That is a wrong way of of carrying out our duty. That is not the duty at all. Name parthasthi kartavyam. But Lord is telling, oh Arjuna, I don't have any duty. Trishu lokesu, that means in the all the three worlds I have no duty. But I go on doing. Even though I have no duty, no responsibility, but still I go on doing. Actually, that is the best way of working. Now we do because somebody is telling, or somebody like in the office we are working, because somebody will punish me, or somebody will tell that you are laid off, or somebody will not will cut salary or something, or somebody is there to take some strict action. That's why I'm doing. But that action, how much I may do, it will not be helpful at all. Because I don't want to do. I'm doing because of some pressure. Even children. How many of us really we want to take care of children? That's why we are doing. We are doing because somehow they have come to my life. Because of my whatever reason, they have come. Now I am stuck here. I am to take care of the gentleman. That's what I am to do. Not that it is my duty and okay, God is in the form of children. I am worshipping God through children. No, not like that. So it doesn't work really. Whatever we are doing because I like to do it. That's all. For my own growth. When we are doing it, we are not doing for anybody. Nobody needs really our work. Nobody needs our work. We are doing so that we will be benefited by that work. When we are taking at home, we are doing something. Don't tell any time that, see how much I am doing for the family, but nobody even recognizes. The one day, I'm not watching, I was watching Oprah show. In that one lady, she is married to a handyman. She has studied, but this handyman has not studied that much, but he has studied something, I don't know, some diploma course. But he will go early in the morning and will come late night. Late night means at 8 or 9 o'clock, and he's so tired, he will take the dinner and he will sleep on that couch in which the TV in front, he will just sleep there. And they have got two, three children. Now she has studied, she can do the job. But now because of this, Chintu Mintu, she is now stuck. She has to take care of them. So for some days it was okay. Then now she is really up to here because three children say how much work. And each one is a raccoon, one is a skunk, one is a, what is it, wild dog kind of thing. So much energy they have. And she's tired, I have studied everything, and this boy will never even tell, do anything. Home front, he doesn't know anything. So, and she's very meticulous. She got a, purchased a diary. In the diary, every day what she is doing for the family, she will write down. Okay, anybody like doing like that kind of thing? Okay.
They won't tell you, yes.
Yeah, okay. She will write down everything. But what he is doing also, she will write what he has done. For against his column, only one thing he is doing. And in her column, 100 things she is doing for the family. Then one day, when the diary was really enough of the evidence, enough of data is there, one day she challenged him. That you tell me what are the things you are doing for the family. He told, I am getting salary and all those things. That's all, that salary he's bringing, that only money he's bringing at the end of the month. And all other things, who is doing? Wife is doing. So it came to such an extent, always she will remind him that same thing, we are doing nothing, I am doing everything. One day, how much days he can have patience? One day he got really angry. Then they started shouting at each other. Then it went to, they will separate. They married just to separate, okay? Then I don't know how they came to Oprah. Now they are coming to Oprah and the interview, everybody will see in the TV. And then he is trying to bring them together. See, this is the problem. That means we do a lot just to suffer. Because I am doing something by force. It is really, if you are married, who was telling you to marry? Marriage is not that somebody will come, one cat will come and whatever you will tell to the cat, another person you were to get married. Mirabai, she did the right thing. She married Lord Krishna, so no problem at all. And we are marrying Mr. Krishna. after marriage we see that there is nothing common. Before that he was made for me, she was made for her, she was made for him and he was made for her. But after, within 1 month, we'll come to recognize there is nothing common. There is nothing common. But that is not a flaw at all. That is not a flaw. You know, marriage is the best way of rectifying oneself. The best sadhana happens when your spouse don't respect you at all. If the spouse is more critical of you, know that best sadhana can happen there. Keep that person close to you. Whether you accept it or not, this is the, like in a center, if somebody will be there, always criticize us. Okay? Some people, they will praise, oh, you are next to God. And just by the thing that you are the God, somebody will be there to pull your leg, it will be there. Always it will be there. But always, our Gurudev will tell, who is creating problem, always keep near you. And who is praising, remain mental, little distance. Because when people tell all pleasing words, that is very sweet to hear. In the ear, very sweet. When someone, oh, you are so nice, you are so pretty, you are so kind, you are so good, like that. It is very nice to hear. But it creates psychological diabetes. It is sweet, but psychologically it will create disease. But do things not because you are compelled to do, do things because you are supposed to do, because by doing karma only we purify our mind. Nanavaptamavaptavyam vartaiva cha karmani. Though I have nothing to get from anybody, Lord is telling, I always remain busy in doing action. A leader's quality should be that. One should not do because I am the president, I am the secretary, I am the this and that, I am the acharya. No, because we have to do. By doing only, our mind will be purified. Today is the last class regarding this one. So you can read, all other slokas are there.
Continue,
okay, good.
Same thing,
you will continue, then that is fine.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Samte Samte Samtehe. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.